Yeah, we have a couple who can double hat, but Stephanie and Jermaine principally do the dance reviews, which Malcolm helps me edit. We've all crossed. I've edited. I think I've reviewed. You know, some is a bit between dance and theatre anyway. So I'm quite, as long as there's a theatrical element, I'm quite comfortable. And if I drink a lot of coffee and rouse myself, I could probably just about review dance without embarrassing myself. Funnily enough, I was on. I don't know if it requires different skills. It certainly requires different knowledge. I was on a forum with Stephanie for what, probably MOE or something, and it was about arts writing. And so they had arts writers from different disciplines there, and they said, "So, what do you need to become a theatre critic?" And I was answering first. I was, "Well, you need enthusiasm. You need to go out there and see more, and you really need to just try and engage with the work and develop a vocabulary, and I think everybody should try and do that." And then it went to Stephanie for dance, and she said, "Well, first of all, you need to have studied dance for 3 years." I don't think she gave, I'm being unfair, I don't think she said 3 years or anything, but her point was you really, really need to know about that stuff before you even put pen to paper. And there's an extent to which much of theatre communicates more directly to the human experience than dance does. But equally, there are abstract forms of theatre which would benefit from that kind of study in order to engage in the technicalities of it. I still don't agree with Stephanie, even for dance. I think that the potential of embarrassing yourself in a form where there is a lot of technical vocabulary is quite high. Even then, I think if dance wants to communicate to its audiences, then those audiences should be able to feed back as to what that communication resulted in. Always, as a reviewer, the more you know, the better a reviewer you're going to be. But when you're starting out, you can't know very much. And I hesitate greatly to put barriers to entry. What I would say is if you see something, you don't understand it and you have to review it, well, that's really time to start doing some research. And it's, I think, a danger for young reviewers, and it's easy to confuse "I don't like this" with "I don't understand it." And I mean that in both ways. It's easy to see something and hate it, but you don't actually hate it, you just don't get it. On the other hand, it's equally easy to come out a little less self-confident and say, "I don't understand that," and actually it was just bad. So it's really hard when you're beginning to navigate between those two, and it requires a certain amount of arrogance, I think, to just start typing anyway.